For radio host Amy Goodman, who showed up on the cold steps of the Morgan County Courthouse in Bismarck, North Dakota today, her dispute as a journalist with the state's attorney is small potatoes. She's been accused of being a rioter during a protest last Labor Day weekend. That dispute, she says, is small potatoes compared to the environmental dispute between the state and a pipeline company that wants to dig for oil and gas on sacred lands of the Standing Rock Sioux Nation without consulting those native tribes. The Democracy Now! Host and executive producer brought the pipeline dispute between the state, the pipeline company, and the native tribes to the attention of the world by posting an incident that she and others in her team recorded on video and which has been seen by millions of people online and in official news reports.
The bulldozers are still going, and they're yelling at the men in hard hats. One man in hard hat threw one of the protesters down, and they're marching over the dirt mounds. Some of the security have dogs.
Ladd Erickson, the state's attorney who is at the center of the dispute with Amy Goodman, said he didn't consider Goodman to be a journalist because she reported from the position of the protesters. But his view and the fate of Goodman will not stop a protest that has created tribal consensus not seen in America in 40 years. Amy Goodman spoke with me as she arrived at the North Dakota courthouse. She is executive producer and host of both the radio and TV versions of Democracy Now!
What took place on that day, Native American land and water defenders, they don't call themselves protesters, they call themselves protectors, saw that the pipeline was excavating their sacred sites. They didn't expect this. This was Labor Day weekend. And they came up on these bulldozers that were in full gear, and they demanded that they stop. We were filming all of this. And then the pipeline security guards unleashed dogs and pepper spray on the protesters. The dogs that we filmed, one of the dogs, his mouth and nose was dripping with blood. That's the video footage that went viral. That's what led to the arrest warrant for me 5 days later. And they charged me with criminal trespass. This weekend, we flew back into North Dakota to continue to cover the resistance and for me to fight these charges. And as I flew in to Bismarck, North Dakota, they dropped the charges. They said there was not evidence to support it. But at the same time, the prosecutor, Ladd Erickson, on Friday, told our lawyer that he'd filed new charges against me. Riot. And that's what I have to face in court today.
What's your understanding of the treaty law that would be violated as this company proceeds?
Well, they're saying that they were not properly consulted, that they want an environmental impact statement, that they want full nation to nation, the United States to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe negotiation to take place. And interestingly, that's what, and it's clearly coming down from the president himself, from President Obama, because it's a three-agency letter. That's what this letter and this statement that has now come down twice is saying that they expect. Whether this happens, we'll see, but that's where it stands now.
As you were a part of that protest on Labor Day, and let's note that you're accused of rioting, and let's also note that, Democracy Now! Has a certain perspective on political issues, which is irrelevant to the question of whether or not you're allowed to be at a protest or not. But were you personally, was it clear in your mind the difference between what you were doing filming and if you were to take a step and actually join the protest? Did you understand what that line was and explain to us how you viewed that line as you were experiencing the protest that we eventually all saw on video?
I completely understand the difference. And as I covered this protest, the Democracy Now! Team, as we filmed this protest, the people marched up. As you could hear in the clip that you played, I'm describing what's happening. And they're seeing for the first time dogs unleashed. And I'm describing that in detail. I'm asking the security guards, you know, what's in their hand, if they were actually pepper spraying the protesters. The protesters are responding. I'm asking the security guard, one of the guards who's in control of one of the dogs. I'm asking her if she's telling this dog to attack the protesters. It's all very clear in the videotape. We were covering this protest. And, you know, I think it's really important. We've come back to North Dakota to continue to cover the protests, but also to fight the charges, fight the trespass charge. But then they saw they couldn't make that charge stick. So now they want to charge me with riot. I wasn't trespassing. I wasn't engaging in a riot. I was simply doing my job as a journalist by covering a violent attack on Native American protesters.
Do you believe that Ladd Erickson and the state has contempt for the claims of Native Americans?
I don't know, Ladd Erickson. What I would say right now is a number of people today will be coming to the Morton County Courthouse where we are right now. And the jail facing felony charges. We're seeing a number of reporters arrested. And this is extremely serious. What's very clear is that Ladd Erickson does not want this reporting to take place. He is judging the reporting. But we have something called the First Amendment in this country, which is extremely important. People need information. That's what makes a democracy meaningful. And it's our job as journalists to go to where the silence is.
You've said that it's frustrating to you personally if you were to become the story. Is it frustrating to see that you and the journalists who will be in conflict with the authorities today is becoming more of the story than the actual protest and the question of sovereignty over the lands under the Missouri River?
Yeah, that's the intent. Is the state is very much involved with the pipeline company and pushing the pipeline. And it's not just Native Americans, I have to say, that are resisting this. And it's not just people in North Dakota. It's people all over the country and beyond. You know, this epic struggle is going on in the midst of, well, Hurricane Matthew that killed at least 1,000 in Haiti and scores of people in southeast United States. This is really a battle about climate change and the fate of the planet. And right here at Ground Zero in North Dakota, I think the pipeline company would like to make it about anything else. But what is absolutely critical to keep center stage is the coverage of this resistance, because we haven't seen anything like this in a very long time. All of the media should be here.
Amy Goodman, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Amy Goodman is the host and executive producer of Democracy Now! She spoke to me earlier today outside the North Dakota Supreme Court in Bismarck.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.